This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi there, Gary Stearman. Welcome to Prophecy Watchers. We have a terrific program lined up for you today. And information? Well, get ready to take notes, because Brandon Holthouse is here as our very special guest, and he has so much to say. Brandon, welcome to Prophecy Watchers.
Well, thank you for having me, Gary. It's an honor to be with you.
Brandon, I've seen a couple of his presentations, and I have to say, he is wired into what's happening now in Bible prophecy like nobody you'll ever hear. And we're going to talk about the beast system today. I saw a presentation that you gave on the beast system.
Yeah.
And this will be a little less formal.
Right.
We're just going to talk about what the Bible says about the beast system. And
sure.
I might open by saying, have you felt just a little nervous in the pit of your stomach about what the things you see happening today? I know I have. Brandon,
yeah.
How about you?
Well, it's amazing what we're watching. We're watching the formation of the beast system get set up right in front of us, and we know where it's heading. And so some of those telltale signs that the book of Revelation says will be happening during the tribulation, we're seeing things get set up, whether you're talking about a digital currency, whether you're talking about a move towards regionalization, globalization, and then a move to the one world economy, which a lot of people are not seeing in the world, but they're intentionally doing things to our economy to get us there, destroying capitalism, destroying free market through this, what I call the green dragon, and trying to go green with our economy. And then on top of that, putting ESG scores on the economy and how businesses do their business.
Now, somebody might be listening, what's an ESG score?
Well, ESG is what you see from the World Economic Forum produce, and a lot of the companies are doing. And it stands for environmental, social, and governmental. And these are like a Chinese social credit score. That companies and the governments of the world are complying with in their economics. So what do I mean by that? Well, in order for them to do business in this new era, they've got to be environmentally friendly. They have to want to save the planet. They have to go to zero carbon emissions to be compliant with this ESG score. The social credit score means that basically you have to be woke. You have to be aboard the LGBT agenda. You have to be aboard the transgender movement or critical race theory in order to do business in this new economy. Lastly, governmental. It means that if you have a board, you have a company, you have to have a certain amount of people that you include on your board that may not be based on the best person meritoriously, but based on ethnicity, based on sexuality, based on all these different things they want you to have in your company.
Wow, the ESG score. To me, the word ungodly pops into my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a total ungodly system, and it's not going to produce profits. It's actually destroying businesses as we speak, because most smaller companies, smaller banks can't keep up with this, and that's the intention. The intention is to get the power into the hands of a few corporations, a few businesses, to create this global fascism that will eventually turn into the beast system.
Now, I've heard you make a statement that I really agree with, and you were talking about global imperialism.
Yes.
And then you went back to Rome in the days of Jesus and the apostles. You talked about Roman imperialism and how we've almost come full circle.
We sure have.
Yeah, I repeat that because I think you need to hear what Brandon has to say on this.
So when you see Daniel in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, he talks about this beast system, but he says it's different than the previous ones that followed, different between difference between Babylon, Greece, Medo-Persia, and what was the difference that Rome brought in? It brought in Roman imperialism. Now, to go back to the first century to understand Roman imperialism, Rome put their own people on the ground to govern these nations, like Pontius Pilate in the first century, and Roman garrisons and their own people on place to govern, versus the previous empires would use the nationalistic people there to govern these areas. And of course, getting tribute from these areas was another form of imperialism. And you're saying, well, this fourth beast is still with us. It's in a two-legged form right now. And then the next stage, it goes to a globalism. Well, in that globalism, we are seeing this imperialism start making its way back front and center. And what does that mean? It means that, like for the United States, another entity will be telling the United States what to do, how to manage its finances, and we could possibly see a global taxation given to a foreign entity.
Now, you also spoke about something that I find very interesting, that these people who have this global idea have divided the globe into 10 regions.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Wow. That sounds biblical to me.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, you know, you see the 10 toes and then you see the 10 horns. And what their game is to create not only a global system, but break it up into 10 global regions. And you see that the outline in Daniel chapter 7, as he says it's going to go into a global system and then breaks into a 10-league confederation. Well, right now, Gary, one of the insights that we have is that they are working on bringing America into a North American union with Canada, Mexico, and America, and they're doing it through illegal immigration.
So all you have to do is just drop the borders and everything's okay, right?
Right.
And that's what we're seeing every night on television.
Right. On the ground, it's unfolding right in front of our very eyes. It's amazing. Now, but that's imperialism.
And speaking of imperialism, the Bible speaks volumes about the beast.
Yeah.
And his mark and his system. And it seems that he has a global system, and the systems that are being dreamed of by the international green parties now sound like the beginnings of that system.
Oh man, they sure do. They're saying the right things. They it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. And you and I used to be called conspiracy theorists, but they're actually saying it now. They want a global system. They want a digital currency, and that digital currency is on the way super fast. Not only that, they want to have control of this digital currency with a national ID or a global identification to restrict travel as well. And so now with all the AI technology that they're bringing into this, they do possess the technology to create a global system economically that fully controls the buying and selling.
May I interrupt you right there? I'm holding my Bible, Revelation 13, verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. The number of his name.
Right.
Does that sound familiar?
It does sound familiar. And you know, Gary, here's the funny thing is they're using our terminology and they don't even know it. They're saying, yeah, without this digital currency, you won't be able to buy and sell.
Digital number.
Right. It's all.
It's the same thing.
It is. And so here we are. This is an exciting time for me and you and everybody that loves prophecies. We're seeing this get set up, which the Bible foretold 2,000 years ago. But it's happening.
Yeah.
You know? And so what we're looking at as prophecy students is watching the setup happen. And it's, I think what we're shocked about is how fast things are setting up, the acceleration of things. And, the fact that we could see a digital currency in the near future controlling everything.
We're talking to Brandon Holthouse, a wonderful speaker and a man who is spot on when it comes to Bible prophecy. And speaking of which, our magazine, The Prophecy Watcher, features monthly articles by myself and many of guests. And I'd love for you to contribute to our magazine.
I would love to. Yeah.
The Prophecy Watcher. And here's how you can get your copy.
Everything that we're doing at Prophecy Watchers is vital because Bible prophecy is coming to pass right before our eyes. And it has never been more important for believers to understand what the Bible says about the days that we are living in. In case you haven't noticed, the whole world is spinning out of control, but we are not surprised because many of the things taking place were prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago. That's why we want to offer you a very special subscription to our magazine, The Prophecy Watcher, that will keep you on the cutting edge of Bible prophecy. Stay informed on prophetic world events. Follow the nuclear threats from Russia and Iran, China's march to world domination, the likelihood of another global pandemic, the rise of artificial intelligence and transhumanism, war in the Middle East, the UFO phenomenon, and the latest technology preparing the world for the mark of the beast. The Prophecy Watcher magazine features articles from leading prophecy experts like Gary Stearman, Mondo Gonzalez, Thomas Ice, Randall Price, L.A. Marzulli, Bill Salas, and many others. With your gift of $50 or more to support the worldwide outreach of Prophecy Watchers, you will receive 12 issues of the magazine in either print or digital format. You will also receive 10 bonus DVDs that feature in-depth teaching on the Ancient Book of Enoch, Heaven and the New Jerusalem, the Biblical Case for the Rapture, a look at how God put the gospel in the stars, what really happened at the Tower of Babel, and Ezekiel's prophecy on the Battle of Gog and Magog. This special offer is available anywhere in the United States with free shipping included. Don't wait. Pick up the phone right now and call the toll-free number on your screen or visit us at prophecywatchers.tv. Stand with us today and help us take the message of Christ's soon return to the whole world.
Well, we're back and talking to Brandon Holdhouse, and I'd love to continue this conversation.
Sure.
Because we started talking about the beast.
Yeah.
And the number of his name. Some people say, well, you know, the Bible talks about, Daniel talks about 10 kings and rising up, and one of those kings becomes more powerful and ultimately becomes the Antichrist and so forth. So, and you know, you can almost see that evolving. And you talked about 10 regions.
Yeah. So with what we're seeing is a stage setting for this. You know, the funny thing is, I went on the UN's website. I pulled up an article from 2009. And funny thing is, Gary, they had the world divided in 10 regions, globally speaking.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, did they read the Bible? I don't think so, but that's how they divided the world. Furthermore, what we're seeing from AI technology, and this thing is getting out of control, obviously, but the latest things from the AI is it gives the ability of a few people in the world to be able to control everybody. And that's the scary part, where if it falls in the hands of just a few global elite, they can control you and I and everybody in the whole entire world, which is exactly what Revelation 13 talks about.
Well, here's the verse 5 of Revelation 13. And when they worship the dragon who gives power to the beast, and it says here in verse 5, and there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months.
Sure.
A mouth speaking great things.
Yeah.
Can I just stretch that a little bit? It sounds like AI. And you know, the people who are developing artificial intelligence right now, think of it as something of a world ruler. It's going to lay out the social and economic future of the world.
Yes.
And keep track of everything all at once. And won't that be nice?
Yeah, they portray it as nice. But here's what we realize. There's a black box that AI has now, and all the artificial intelligence scientists talk about this black box. And the black box is, it's producing things they never programmed it to do, and it's siding towards anti-God immorality.
I can hear it saying, "I am God."
Right, and in a lot of ways, Larry Page of Google is wanting to create an AI God. Well, doesn't that fit the same scenario? If it fell into the hands of the Antichrist, what he would do with it and be able to control your buying and selling, control where you go, With the national identity or the global identity, they want to restrict where you and I can travel. Well, that's exactly the ultimate control.
Yeah, and I've heard you speak about the 15-minute city.
Yes.
I've heard you speak about the perfect cities that are being envisioned by over in Saudi Arabia, for example.
Yes.
And in the desert countries, the Middle East.
That's right.
They're saying, hey, we can build perfect cities, and so perfect that you'll never even have to leave the city. You just walk around.
Right. And really what they are prisons for people.
Exactly.
Lawless prisons for people. This 15-minute city comes from the World Economic Forum. And, of course, it's under the guise of saving the planet, right?
15-minute city. Tell people now who may not understand that. What in the world is a 15-minute city?
Now, get this, Gary. It's a 15-minute radius from where you live. And in that 15-minute city, you have to go to school there, your work has to be there, and they don't want you leaving this 15-minute city, which restricts your travel ability. Now, I've talked to people that actually live in a 15-minute city in England, and they can only leave that 15-minute city radius 100 times a year, which means twice a week they can leave that 15-minute city. If they go past it, they're fined $100. But really, they're confined to this area. And this is popping up in Paris. This is popping up in the Middle East. It's in England, and it's coming now to America. They're starting to do it here in different cities in America.
Wow.
Which basically imprisons us into a little zone that we can't ever leave.
Now, are we going to wake up?
I don't know if we're going to wake up. I mean, you and I are woke up.
We are, and we're trying to wake up other people.
Yeah, I know.
That's our job.
We're trying to. And, you know, the funny thing is, I guess I would say this. If someone's truth-seeking, it does wake them up. Because I've seen unbelievers wake up to this. I've seen Laodicean believers wake up to this. But I will say this. Something happened to people during the shutdowns, and they have this spiritual dullness and blindness, and they're not waking up, Gary, which is really scary.
And you mentioned a word there, and I want to camp on that for a moment, the word Laodicean. It's
yeah.
in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. It describes a church, and you might say it describes the Latter-day Church.
It does. It does.
Which brings to my mind, what can we as Christians and as the church how are we going to be positioning ourselves as these things unfold?
Yeah, I think that here you and I, the remnant in the church element, is here to be the watchman on the wall to wake everyone up, even to wake up the Laodicean church as well, because we're in that phase
yes.
where it's just indifferent. They don't really care. When you talk to a Laodicean believer, they shrug their shoulders and they stick their head in the sand as if it's not happening. And so what our job is, not only to reach and evangelize the lost, but let's wake up the believers, because we need them in this game that we're in, because it's a heavy demonic warfare. And a lot of people are sitting out the warfare. They're watching it on the sidelines or not even involved. And things are getting ramped up. And so therefore, we have a twofold problem. We're not only dealing with the world's system that's ushering this way, we're dealing with Laodicea that's asleep. And so we're finding we have a two-pronged issue here of trying to wake the Laodiceans up.
You know, we really do have to, I think, raise the consciousness level
yeah.
of Christians. And to me, our first calling has always been to spread the gospel.
Amen.
Share the gospel.
Yeah.
Salvation. But you know what? There's a very fine line between the gospel and prophecy.
Yeah.
They really work together.
They do.
Because you need encouragement, particularly
yeah.
as you see everything going south the way it obviously is today. Mm-hmm. We're looking at least three global war possibilities
yeah, right.
today. We're looking at an economy that's teetering on the brink. We're looking at a public school system in America that is teaching anything but that which should be taught.
Right.
And we look at all the, it's like a cataclysm. It's like a torrent.
Yeah.
It's all coming at once.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, I guess, elevate our spirits.
Kind yeah.
of cheer each other up
yeah.
With the gospel and with prophecy. and the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How soon, I don't know.
Right.
But it wouldn't surprise me if it were this afternoon.
I know. It could perhaps today, as they used to say, you know, perhaps today.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that for years.
And, you know, with prophecy too, you're right. There's a bittersweet aspect to prophecy because, yeah, we got to see bad things happen and the school systems and all that they're doing. But at the same time, it increases our faith because exactly what God said is actually happening to the T. And so that's encouraging.
In about 30 seconds, just review the system, the global system that is now looming at our doorstep.
Yeah.
You have spoken about it, I think, very eloquently. Just restate it in 30 seconds to a minute. What in the world is happening out there?
Yeah.
You see people doing something. What are they doing?
What's really happening is they are setting up a global government. And everything we see from the economy to the digital currency to AI is all meant to go in this direction to where we have a global system that will include a global economy, a global government, and a global religion. It's a three-legged stool.
Wow.
And it will all encompass all of three aspects.
And that religion is nothing that you'd like to be a part of.
No, we call her the Whore of Babylon. And basically, it's the opposite of what God says. And whether you call it wokeism or whatever, she is alive and well and working.
Wow. You're listening to Brandon Holthouse. Pray for him. Pray for his preaching, his teaching, that his message will be heard in more and more places as time goes on. And we're going to pause for just a moment and let you know how you can learn more about Brandon and some products that we carry here at Prophecy Watchers.
Just a few short weeks ago, 17 world-class Bible prophecy experts traveled to Orlando, Florida, where Prophecy Watchers held a four-day prophecy conference. 900 like-minded Christians filled every available seat in the auditorium to hear some of the most extraordinary teaching on the state of the world and the future of America. 2,500 years ago, we were given a series of ancient prophecies that describe the global chaos and confusion we see today. And since dozens of the Bible's prophecies have already been fulfilled, down to the most minute detail, you can be assured that the rest of the future prophecies we see described in the book of Revelation will come to pass exactly as described. Our 17 presenters delivered 33 stirring messages on subjects you will probably never hear about in church. Some of the subjects we can't even speak of on the airwaves, but you'll hear them all on the 17 DVDs we've recorded and produced at the Orlando Prophecy Summit. I'm sure that most of you recognize the signs of the times, from the rise of artificial intelligence to Klaus Schwab and the global entity known as the World Economic Forum, the source of the Great Global Reset. And, as always, men like Brandon Holthouse on the relentless deep state drive towards complete global control of the population, coinciding with the march towards the Mark of the Beast system and the soon arrival of the Antichrist. L.A. Marzulli and Ryan Peterson take us down the road to some curious biblical subjects like UFOs, crop circles, and the Nephilim, while our own Mondo Gonzalez gives us a powerful update on the latest information on the ashes of the red heifer. Heaven and hell, the ancient seed war, the rapture of the church, the coming wars of the end times, transhumanism, the coming digital dollar, even the rise of quantum computing and how it fits perfectly into the Antichrist system of global control. It's coming much sooner than anyone realizes. This DVD set includes 17 DVDs and 33 messages from the experts. It's available from our ministry for your gift of $75 or more, with shipping included anywhere in the USA. Give us a call toll-free at the number you see on your screen, or visit us online at prophecywatchers.tv. I can guarantee you that these messages will change your life, encourage and warn you, your family, and your friends about the things that will soon come upon the whole world. Join us in Orlando as we eagerly watch the signs of the times and await the arrival of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, we're back talking to Brandon Holthouse. And Brandon, it's encouraging for me to talk to you. You're so excited and on fire to get this message out.
Right.
And all I ever hear on the news is that the system about which you are warning us is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Yeah. And I get this feeling in the pit of my stomach, and I say, Lord, what is going on?
Yeah.
But we don't have to be afraid, right?
No, you don't. And because obviously we're raptured before the tribulation. And people have asked me, Brandon, I didn't think I'd see all this. And I said, Well, the Lord is showing us the setup, and there's a reason why we're still here. Number one, to evangelize, to get people on the rescue boat as fast as possible before this all goes down. But it's also, we're here to serve as a warning, not only to Laodicean and Christians that have went asleep, but to the rest of the world before this happens. It is an act of God's grace to this world for you and I and everyone else in the prophecy world to say, look, it's coming. And so Hugh and I are like Noah in the days of Noah, trying to warn people. And hey, we might only get 8 people on that boat, but we're going to do our job.
And by the way, our job is to wake up those who are sleeping.
That's right.
And you know, sadly, I think when it comes to prophecy, and particularly fast-moving prophecy, as we're seeing it today, the church has kind of fallen asleep.
Boy, howdy. And like I told you, that stat that I got from Brent Miller from Lifeway, 98% of the pulpits do not teach eschatology. So it comes down to people like yourselves and your program and Billy and myself and Tom Hughes and the rest of all the prophecy world that's teaching this to do this. So we've been given that job. And to the audience, you've been given that job as well. If your pastor's not going to do it, then you have to do it. And so I've talked to a lot of people on the ground where they've actually had to start prophecy teachings apart from the church that they attend because the church won't allow them to do it. So, sad, but...
Well, if you look at the Bible from cover to cover, the Bible is absolutely loaded with examples of God's people being overwhelmed by systems like the one we see raising now. Early on, we see Egypt, and we see some of the patriarchs going down to Egypt and getting involved with that kind of a godless government, or should I say demonic government. And there have been a series of cycles of that happening down through the ages. I think we're going into another cycle right now.
Yes.
But like you, I believe this is the last one.
This is the last one, and I believe with every telltale sign we see, whatever piece of the pie you're talking about, whether you're talking about Israel or global economy or whatever, the apostasy of the church, the term we're all using in the prophecy world is convergence. There's a convergence of things that are happening, and we have crossed lines that you don't come back from. Yeah. And so I think you're totally right on that. I mean, you ever think they're going to put the Ten Commandments back in the school systems? Forget that. They're doing the drag queen things in the school systems. We're not getting that back.
And it's gone. That's a whole different program.
It sure is. And so the idea is we're seeing that the birth pains are happening, but we're passing these lines that you just don't come back from. Once we go digital currency, Gary, we're never going back to coins and cash or anything like that.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying. And we need to be in prayer.
Yeah.
You're listening to Brandon Holthouse, and pray for him when you think of it, that his message will be clear and strong. Thanks for coming by.
You betcha. Thank you for having me, Gary. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. I'm Gary Stearman. Hey, you keep watching. We are.